Welcome to the Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. We are here, not so live, at Fountain Studios in Houston, Texas. This is your host, Coach Skiles.
And Coach T.
Coach T sitting right next to me. How was your week one, man? It was awesome, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. Got to see all the games on Sunday Ticket. And so I really enjoyed it. First day back from vacation from the cruise. And like I said, got to have a good time with friends, drinks, food. Oh, Sunday yeah. Ticket.
My
it was
favorite
great.
Time of the year.
It's Christmas came here. Early.
Oh yeah, it was great. Got a good win with for my Packers. They look good, even without Jordy Nelson and James Jones look like a total beast, which we'll talk about the waiver wire pickups here in a second. It was awesome.
Oh yeah, go ahead and tell us what this show is going to be about, Coach Scott.
Well, it's not going to be about me and you paying attention to this Vikings game going on right now because we're playing each other. We have the Vikings game going on. He needs AP to score 11 points. I need him to not. We're playing against each other, so let's not get too distracted because we have the game on here with the volume off.
If you hear me screaming, it's only because AP scored a touchdown.
Yeah. Well, let's get straight to the news and notes, and then we will talk about our ads and drops this week. All right, let's start this off with Dez Bryant missing up to 6 to 8 weeks, it looks like, right now.
By news and notes, we mean just injuries. That's pretty much all it is for week one. Is who got hurt and who didn't. So injuries, Dez Bryant, broken foot, out 4 to 8 weeks. They say they wouldn't be surprised if it's the 8 weeks. So that definitely hurts everyone who picked him as their number one wideout. And so
does that take Romo's value down a little bit?
Yeah, of course it takes Romo's value down. Romo's not one of those quarterbacks who you can put in bums at wideout and you still put good quarterback numbers up. He's not on that level of Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, stuff like that. And so,
he's had number one. He's always had T.O. He's always had some kind of big number one there.
Yeah, he's had a big number one. So, it definitely hurts Romo's value. So, but do you see anybody stepping up?
Oh, yeah. Well, for sure. Obviously, if you have Witten, that's a nice little bump. But if you're on the waiver wire this week and you're hurting at receiver, I definitely think Terrence Williams and Cole Beasley are worth a pickup in deeper leagues.
Yes.
Especially Cole Beasley in PPR.
Yeah, if you're in a PPR league, go ahead and go pick up Cole Beasley. His catches are probably going to be between 6 and 9 a game now since Bryant's out. Possibly.
6 to 7 on a good day. Yeah, it's possible with Dez gone.
Yeah, so that's one of the big news for us is the Dez Bryant injury. And but also, he wasn't the only wideout to be hurt on opening Sunday.
Well, let's go back to, hold on, let's move on. Let's go past Lance Dunbar real quick. Let's stay with Dallas right here. A PPR absolute monster, Lance Dunbar.
Yeah, he had like, what, 8, 9 catches?
I thought it was 10, actually.
It might have been 10. It was ridiculous. Lombard, they want to use him as that Sproles person. So look for Dunbar to do pretty good. Oh no, AP's limping. Okay, but look for Dunbar to be pretty good, be that Sproles and that Cowboys offense.
Because we definitely know Dunbar's a third down guy. We definitely know that when they're down on the final drive, Dunbar's staying in there. And now we know that Joseph Randall is the main guy as far as, Kyle Rudolph, awesome, great. Sorry, Joseph Randall is starting for sure, but it looks like they're bringing in McFadden for a change of pace. Every 2 or 3 series,
McFadden didn't really get much. He didn't really get much, and so that was...
He would come in and get a whole series, though.
Yeah, but Randall dominated the touches out of that backfield, aside from Dunbar getting the PPR catches.
I don't think so. I mean, we had pulled the numbers, but... McFadden came in there, but Dunbar was coming in, too. It's like they were taking turns.
Well, yes, but I'm going to pull out the numbers. For Dunbar, yes, he's a good third down PPR filler, but when running the ball, Joseph Randall had 16 carries compared to McFadden 6. That's a substantial amount. That's 10 more. So
I hope he stays that way. But I definitely saw where McFadden would come on a whole drive, and I think maybe it happened 3 times the whole game, and then Dunbar would come in the 2-minute warning drills there. So
yeah. So like we said, in sneaky late big leagues, take a look at Cole Beasley and Lance Dunbar, especially in PPR. They can help you on bye week flyers or stuff like that. But
Lance Dunbar is cheap in DraftKings and FanDuel next week, which I doubt he will. But if he is, he's definitely a pickup for sure. I really wish I would have picked him up.
Yeah, and Terrence Williams, he's He's going to be good.
I mean, I don't know about good. He dropped three balls, but he's definitely going to get the opportunities.
Yeah, he's okay. He's going to have the opportunities there. I can agree with that.
But that was embarrassing. Let's move on to the next one. T.Y. Hilton now. Looks like he's going to be missing some time. 2 to 3 weeks, it looks like.
Yeah, and so that's a big loss for anybody who drafted T.Y. Hilton. I'm not lying to y'all. This one guy in one of our fantasy leagues has T.Y. Hilton, Dez Bryant, and Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
That's a sad, sad week one.
Yeah. But yeah, T.Y. looks like he's going to be at 1-2, so who's looking up high in that offense? Who's looking down?
For me, it's Dante Moncrief. He was already targeted a lot this week by Luck, and now he's going to get more playing time because Hilton's not there. Dorsett's going to get a little bit more playing time as in the slot guy, and so look for Moncrief and Dorsett to see an uptick in value because of the Hilton injury.
How disappointed are you in Frank Gore right now and way Andrew Luck that game?
Well, I mean, I wasn't really high on Frank Gore anyways because
he was
my
bust.
Yeah.
Episode one.
I knew they were going to, you know, not give Gore the amount of touches that he's used to. They didn't want to, you know, pretty much.
8 carries, 31 yards for Gore.
They're not going to give him many touches as it is. So, I mean, he can get some touchdowns from week in, week out maybe. But the yards and stuff, that's just not going to be there. So I'm not really too high on
Andrew Luck had half the amount of carries Frank Gore did.
Yeah. So,
Frank Gore didn't look too hot. That Buffalo's defense is definitely for real. We had them ranked number 2 and right behind the Seahawks. And, boy, they look really good, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Buffalo did that to the Colts. So, I mean, that's impressive as it is. And so I'm really looking forward to Buffalo. You know, their defense is going to keep it up. They supplied pressure, and they can force turnovers. And so look for the Bills to just continue to build on that opening week.
All right, let's go ahead and move to the next injury. Andre Ellington with a PCL. It looks like it could be anywhere between 1 to 3 weeks, more than likely the lower side.
Yeah.
It depends on what news report you're reading.
Yeah. And so with Ellington, I wouldn't really look into it that much because he will be back within 2 weeks, I believe. And, I mean, Chris Johnson and David Johnson, they're not really people I'm going to go out and get because even if they do, like, one good week, Ellington's going to be right back, and they're going to give Ellington the ball.
So you're saying there's better stuff on a waiver wire?
Yeah, there's
David
better
Johnson.
Stuff.
Okay. Well, we'll see. It's intriguing a little bit if you're last on a waiver wire, if you won big this week. David Johnson's out there. I mean, give him a flyer if you have a bench spot for him and see what happens.
Yeah, if you got a bench spot, go out and get him.
He ain't getting carries. And it looks like Chris Johnson will be getting the carries next week and a start. But, Chris Johnson can pull a hammy at any moment. So
yeah, so
I'm not too confident in Chris Johnson's skills anymore.
I'm not either. And so with me, let's move on to DeSean Jackson. What do you see about that injury?
3 to 4 weeks with a hammy, and we know how those things can linger. To me, it doesn't really mean much. I wasn't touching DeSean Jackson. I didn't own him in any leagues. Wasn't a fan of him. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of him either. I'm not really a fan of anybody on that Redskins offense, and so I'm staying away from him. Kirk Cousins didn't do good. No one else did good. Alfred Morris looked all right. I mean, he had flashes, but I just don't like that offense, so I'm not high on Morris because of the consistency. Mm-hmm. So I'm staying away from the whole Washington Redskins offense.
Of course, yeah, I wouldn't touch any of it either. Well, as it looks like about it for injuries, let's go ahead and move on to where we are right and where we are wrong. And let's start off with my, what I'm really proud of, my tweet that I posted out. If you follow us on Twitter, it's @_fantasycoaches. But about an hour before the game kicked off, I text out to bench Sammy Watkins in all leagues, because he will be covered by Vontae Davis on the Colts.
Pretty smart call.
And, yeah, he just totally...
Watkins put up, like...
Smothered him.
He
zero
put up a lot of points, right? Zero?
Yeah, zero. Nothing.
Yeah, Watkins nothing. Was a complete
Davis
bust
is,
for people who started on week one.
Vontae Davis is one of the corners that not many people know about just yet, but they'll know him by the end of the year. He did really good last year on coverage, and this year he's... Well, he's starting off really hot, putting Sammy Watkins down for zero catches. I mean, it helps when you have a rookie QB back there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Vontae Davis, whenever your number one's guarding him, you might want to look at another choice. Well, this depends. It depends on if he's a stud, obviously. We always go with start your studs. in most cases.
Yeah, yeah. But, so, I mean, Sammy Watkins, he's an elite talent, but at the same time, he
does not have an elite QB.
He does not have a proven quarterback throwing to him. And as you saw, I mean, Taylor did good. He did real good. And he was my DraftKings sleeper quarterback. And, I mean, he did good moving the ball, running the ball. And so Taylor's a good, sneaky play, but he is not going to be consistent throwing to his wideouts. Yeah. And as that shown, Watkins had zero catches on the day.
Okay, where else were we right? Travis Kelce.
Huge day.
Even on that Texans defense.
Made me so sad.
Yep. You were crying, and I was happy. Got him in a couple DraftKings teams. I traded him for Davante Adams in the league. My most important
pan out
league.
Good week one.
That's looking pretty bad week one. But we were right on Travis Kelce having a big game and a big season.
Yeah, and he started it off right. Another guy who started off right, who I'm excited about, Amir Abdullah. The hype train carried all the way to week one, and that first carry, the 24-yard touchdown, it was so nice. It was so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, he looked great.
He made Eric Weddle. I just felt bad for the man.
I don't think it was his first carry, actually. I think...
It was his first carry.
Yeah,
his
I saw
first...
him catch earlier. That's
yeah,
it
yeah, it
was
he a
got,
catch.
He got popped
his first NFL carry went for a touchdown.
Dude, well, yeah, he looked great. Hey, best case scenario, next Barry Sanders over there. I mean, we're ahead of ourselves, but that'd be pretty nice.
All I'm saying, Joik Bell's done. He did not look good. He did not look efficient. They gave the ball to Amir Abdullah in the second half a lot more. And so look for Abdullah to probably about week four become that number one back over there.
Okay, and we were really high on Eagles offense. We'll get to where we were wrong, the Sam Bradford part. But Jordan Matthews made us both look like geniuses. 9 catches today, actually. I'll say tonight, but yeah, today. And he looked really good.
Yeah, Jordan Matthews looked good. He's going to be targeted heavily by Sam Bradford, so he's going to be a good play week in and week out. And that Eagles offense, yeah, it really didn't do anything in the whole first half. But the second half, it came alive. Sam Bradford was able to move the ball. Murray snuck in 2 touchdowns against me, and that kind of upsetted me. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, 10 catches for 102 yards is what Jordan Matthews finished off with. Looked real good. Yeah, I'm not worried. They had a slow start in the first half, but the Eagles are going to be explosive this year. They'll get it together. They'll be just fine.
Oh, yeah, they'll be just fine. So don't pull the plug and don't worry about that.
So that leads us to where we are wrong. And one thing that I posted up was the Brandon Marshall. Watch out for him because Joe Hayden was going to be on him. And for the most part, Joe Hayden had him down to 65 yards, but he gave up that touchdown and made me look stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that was going to happen, but, I mean, Marshall, he did his thing and he got in the end zone. And that's really all you can ask for Marshall. And so Joe Hayden didn't do too good, and so, yeah, definitely made you look like a fool.
Yep, and let's move on to Eddie Royal, who we're both high on. Gets hurt here in, I think, the second quarter.
I'd rather just not talk about that.
Yeah, Eddie Royal hurt his bad on DraftKings for sure because he was a $3,000 player, cheap as you can get.
And he did not perform because of the injury.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that's a bad call. You can't predict injuries, but come on, Eddie Royal. You let us down. You make us look stupid over here.
Yeah, come on, Eddie.
All right. Another one that we had a question, and we actually had a post up how we would start Jarvis Landry over Keenan Allen. Well, they actually weren't too far apart in points because Landry had that punt return touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. And Landry still had 8 catches for 60-something yards. So, I mean, he wasn't that far off. And in PPRs or half PPR leagues, Landry was up there. He put up, like, the same amount of points as Allen. So
yeah, I don't want to overreact. The Keenan Allen having, how many catches was it?
15 catches.
Yeah, I don't want to overreact. That's not going to be the norm. But you think he's going to be a 7-9 catch guy every game?
He could be. In that offense, they're going to pass the ball a lot. It showed this week. Melvin Gordon, they just don't trust him as that lead cowbell back just yet. And so they're going to be passing the ball a lot. And so I can see Keenan Allen getting 6 to 8, maybe even 10 catches some games.
Yeah, so we might have ranked him a little too low, it looks like, because we weren't high in him coming into the season at all.
If I had Keenan Allen below Sammy Watkins, not anymore. Keenan Allen's definitely surpassed Sammy Watkins.
I was so down on Sammy Watkins right now. So
I think
down.
They were
but
both,
I was also down on Keenan Allen.
I think so. They were both 18 and 19, 19 and 18, so
yeah.
Allen's definitely passed Sammy Watkins now.
Okay, well, let's move on to some overreactions. the people that I wouldn't go add or I wouldn't trade for. Don't let the person in your league, the trickster, try to trade you. Tavon Austin, do not buy that hype train. He has shown flashes before, and he's not consistent at all.
Yeah, I'd stay away from Tavon. I mean, he's good if you have to start him. I mean, you can live. Have to
start him.
Yeah, but if you have to start him over people such as, I mean, I would start him over Nelson Agholor next week because we didn't see much from him. And I mean, I would start Tavon Austin over him and people like that. Late wide receivers, maybe your wide receiver three. I would start Tavon Austin.
I don't know,
I wouldn't go out and.
Well, I absolutely hate Tavon Austin because I picked him up in like four leagues that year, his rookie year, and he's burnt me ever since. And I don't want no part of it. I learned from his rookie year, this guy is not what he is, not what he was supposed to be. And if he is what he's supposed to be, they don't give him enough touches for him to prove himself. I mean, he'll have a punt return and a rushing touchdown here and there, and he did his last year. And he's just fool's gold. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So don't trade for Tavon Austin. If you do have Tavon Austin, maybe you can talk to the stupidest guy in your league and try to trade him off or something.
Yeah, I would definitely sell Austin if you have him.
Yeah. Percy Harvin, 5 catches, 79 yards, and a touchdown. We are totally thinking that is it. Don't overreact on Percy Harvin.
Yeah, don't overreact on him. I wouldn't even feel comfortable starting Harvin in any formats.
So sell high on Percy Harvin. Yeah, try to trade him away for sure. Yeah,
definitely, because, I mean, Watkins had zero catches this week. It could be Harvin having zero next week. So, I mean, Tyrod Taylor's not going to throw the ball enough to satisfy all those wideouts that are in Buffalo. So, I do not like Harvin. I'm not starting any Buffalo wideouts, actually, because I feel like they're going to be the most streakiest wideouts this whole season.
Quite good possibility there. All right, and let's go on to Peyton Manning. Are you thinking he is done? Like a lot of people are saying, is his arm shot? What did you see?
Oh, yeah, Peyton Manning's done. I'm staying away from him. Just kidding. Peyton Manning is not done. I mean, sure, he had a bad game, but he's Peyton Manning. He's going to be fine. His arm strength probably isn't what it used to be, but his intelligence, he's going to be just fine. He's still going to put up numbers. Yeah. He just had a bad
week. Yeah, I'm not throwing in a towel on Peyton Manning. It is alarming, and I do pay an extra eye of attention to Peyton right now. But I was watching the game, and he had two touchdown passes. He could have thrown in the end zone. He overthrew them. So I don't think it's about his arm being dead. It's just he wasn't accurate last game against Baltimore. So I'm going to give him a couple more games, and let's see what he does this Thursday night. But I'm thinking he'll be okay at least till week 10 and 11, and then I think you'll probably see another decline again in his arm.
Yeah, the more snaps he gets throughout the weeks, he's going to be just fine. Yeah. So look for bigger games week 3 and week 4 and week 5.
Either way, whenever Peyton Manning does have his next couple big games, I'm looking to trade him.
Yeah.
Because in the end of the, if you get to the playoffs, you get to the end of the season, he's going to cost you, I think.
All right, one person I'm going to let y'all know not to overreact on, Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. He's playing Tampa Bay with Jameis Winston, who's giving the ball up. They can't move the offense whatsoever. So, yeah, I don't think Mariota's going to do that every single week. I just think it was he's not going to throw.
He's not going to put up 30 fantasy points every week.
No, I don't think he'll throw for 3 another game this season.
Yeah.
I think he'll have a lot of 2 in a rushing touchdown possibly, but he won't put over 3 if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, 4 touchdowns in the first half, that's not going to happen again.
Like
4 touchdowns
flukish
in the whole game is probably not going to happen again.
And we could be completely wrong here, and we look really stupid, but I really don't see that happening.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like I'm looking with Carlos Hyde right now. I mean, that dude is absolutely on fire tonight.
I'm so happy with Carlos Hyde.
I'm the one that's just not high on him, but, I mean, he's proving me wrong. He's sticking my foot in my mouth, and so I just got to – you got to take it how it is, and Carlos Hyde's proving me wrong.
Sometimes you're wrong, sometimes you're right, and I believe we have a pizza bet on that one.
We do.
Was it Carlos Hyde versus Reggie Bush straight up?
No, it was not. It was.
Sure it was.
Okay, it might have been.
Yeah, it was. I'm going to win that one for sure. So moving on. I'm not sharing that pizza with you, by the way. Next one. Nick Foles, guys. 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. Don't overreact.
Yeah, don't overreact on Nick Foles. I mean, sure.
It was against a good Seattle defense.
Yeah, but
missing Chancellor and on the road.
Yeah, I mean, don't overreact. I loved Nick Foles last year.
Was it last year or 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago. But Yeah, don't overreact on Nick Foles. He's not going to put up those numbers week in and week out. He's still turnover prone. He fumbled twice.
Yeah.
And so those turnovers are what scare me the most. And so the interceptions are going to come. So stay away from Nick Foles.
Yeah, and another one, let's not overreact on Andrew Luck's game. I mean, he did end up getting 2 touchdowns there, but he didn't put up the finesse numbers as many people thought he would. Don't overreact. Don't trade Andrew Luck. Hold on to him. You know what? If you have Mariota, see if you can get him Luck for him. That's what I would do.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, if you're with some stupider guys in your league.
Yeah, because Andrew Luck, don't worry. You draft him to put up QB1 numbers. He's going to do that. And so he's going to... He's not even struggling. He's going to be fine. He had a bad game. Great quarterbacks bounce back from that. So look for Luck to have a great week next week.
Okay, so let's go over our waiver wire adds. Who we would definitely add. So we have what we talked about. Terrence Williams, Lance Dunbar, Cole Beasley, Ronnie Hillman, James Jones for sure, Dante Moncrief. Who's your number one waiver wire pickup this week, Coach T?
Mine? I'm actually going to go with Dante Moncrief. He's going to be my number one guy I'm going out to get. He's going to be my number two guy. My number one guy, if he's still there, James Jones.
James Jones
is going to be my number one guy.
He was on target for 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He has 2 in the end zone that one was negated by a penalty and one I think he dropped. Barely missed them actually.
Yeah, so I mean, James Jones is a guy. He put up like 10 touch or 12 touchdowns or something like that when he was in that offense, and he already has 2. So James Jones is going to be a great.
I tell you, could easily been 4 too.
Yeah. So James Jones is going to be a solid play week in and week out. So I'm going out and picking him if I have the number one pick in my waiver order.
Okay. So James Jones first, Moncrief 2. I would think. What about you said earlier, C.J. Anderson. We talked about this off-air.
Tell me about
C.J. Anderson.
Okay, so C.J. Anderson for me, like I said, I wasn't high on him at the beginning of the year, and it showed week one. He did terrible. So maybe I was wrong on Carlos Hyde, but I was definitely right on C.J. Anderson, and he did not look good.
Yeah, Ronnie Hillman. We both didn't think he would be a first-round pick worthy.
Yeah, and Ronnie Hillman had the same amount as touches as C.J. Anderson. Let that soak in right quick. C.J. Anderson was supposed to be the lead back for most teams, and Ronnie Hillman had the same amount of touches, and he outperformed him. And C.J. Anderson is dealing with a toe injury. Those can linger. Like I said, stay away from Anderson. He did not do good. He did not look good. Ronnie Hillman looked better, and so he's a guy that I'm taking a flyer pick on in the waiver wire. Go out and pick Ronnie Hillman up. If C.J. Anderson's toes injury lingers, then Hillman could get some spot starts and could run away with the job.
You know what we didn't talk about, actually? Tyler Eifert, where we were totally, completely right. Oh, is that Carlos Hyde with a touchdown?
Carlos Hyde with another touchdown. Wow. He is absolutely on fire tonight.
Yep, he is. Tyler Eifert, who we said the start in your DraftKings, in your FanDuels, and we said as a sleeper tight end,
yep.
Boy, did he go off.
Yep, 2 touchdowns, 100 yards. I mean, you can't do much wrong with
that.
He's
somehow on your waiver wire.
Go out.
That needs to be your first pickup, if he's there, which I don't think he would be. And if you're in a PPR, would you put Dunbar number one, or would you go Moncrief and James Jones? Who would you go?
James Jones still. Because...
same for me. I go James.
Yeah, because Dunbar, I mean, he had a great week one, but can he keep that up? Can he be that consistent with McFadden and Randall there? I don't see him having that every week, but like we said earlier, he is a sneaky play and could be really, really solid.
Okay, let's go to Jordan Reed real quick. What did you see from him?
Oh, I liked him, and especially now that D-Jax is gone. He's going to be a decent tight end filler.
7 catches, 63 yards, and a touchdown.
I would definitely rather start, someone like Tyler Eifert over him.
I think he's owning about only 50% of the league.
Yeah, Reed's one of those sneaky plays that you could go and get, and he could put up decent weeks like he did this week.
So let's put our order out there. James Jones 1, Dante Moncrief 2. Obviously, Eifert is number one if he's – number two if he's there.
Yeah.
I don't think he's there in most leagues. Who'd you have next? I'm sorry, Jordan Reed 3?
Yeah, let's go Jordan Reed. I would go Jordan Reed 3. And then after that...
Maybe Ronnie Hillman 4?
I actually have... Yeah, I go Hillman 4. And then 5.
He's splitting carries with C.J. Anderson.
Yeah.
C.J. Anderson keeps doing bad, and Ronnie Hillman's going to be... Also, you got to get on the carries there.
I would actually put Woodhead right there, like a 4A with Hillman.
He's usually owned in most leagues I'm in, but I'm usually in 12 to 14 team leagues. But if Danny Woodhead's out there, yeah, he looks good. Gordon didn't look too great, not too hot at all.
Yep. He fumbled, so I mean, two more of those, he could be in the doghouse. So,
and then maybe right after him, we go Terrence Williams. And then if you're PPR, Cole Beasley.
Yeah, Cole Beasley. I'm really high on Stevie Johnson, too. He looked really good in San Diego. He had 8 catches for 90 yards and a touchdown. I mean, he looked good, and it looks like he still has some left in the tank, and he could put up those weeks every 3 or 4 weeks. So I like Stevie Johnson. If he's in your waiver wire, go out and get him. He's a name that not many people think about, and so I would go out and get him. He could give you sneaky play week in and week out.
Yep, totally agree. But my number one thing, guys, if you're out there, I'm telling you right now, the number one thing I would do, if I had Mariota, I would try to trade him this week, ASAP, while his value is would never be higher than
this. Yeah, try to flip him. Try to flip him now and get what you can from him. For him, I have him in a league. I'm going to try to flip him. I have him in my 2-quarterback league. I'm going to try to flip him for a solid wideout.
Yeah.
Especially since I had Kelvin Benjamin and Jordy Nelson in that league.
Are you worried about any of your studs right now? Odell Beckham Jr., are you worried about... well, McCoy didn't do too bad, actually.
I'm kind of worried about McCoy, though. I like McCoy going into this year, but I'm kind of worried about him because he didn't look that good. I mean, he had 2 decent flashes, but he did not look that good.
They're stacking the box on him.
Yeah, and I mean, it's really... That's the same thing that happened in Philadelphia, and he's just... If he's in open space, he's an excellent runner. Might be the best in the league. But he rarely gets an open space, and he didn't in Buffalo. So that, I'm not hot. McCoy's fallen for me just because until he can learn to be a patient runner and read, you know, zones better, he's going to keep getting stuck at the line and get 1 or 2 yard carries or negative yard carries, and I just don't want that for my running back.
Okay, let's go to another stud that didn't perform. Odell Beckham Jr., are you concerned about him?
No, not at all. He just had a bad week. Dallas was trying to cover him like crazy, put 2 people on him every play. So yeah. I'm not worried about Odell Beckham. He's going to be solid.
I think I'll be fine, too. Are you worried about Brandon Cooks?
No, not worried about Cooks at all. Cooks, he was dominant in preseason, and he was dominant last year until he got hurt. He just had an off week. It wasn't even an off week. He had 4 catches for 50 yards. I mean, that's really not that bad. So I'm not worried about Cooks.
Okay, move on. Are you worried about Davante Adams?
Yeah, because...
James Jones is taking a lot of looks there.
Yeah, I'm definitely worried about Davante Adams because...
That's something to be plenty of targets to go around. I'm not 100% concerned, but it is alarming. How about that?
Yeah, it's alarming because he could give you these weeks... 3 out of 4 weeks, and then 1 week go off for 3 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And I just want consistency for my teams. That's the number one thing I look at most of the time when I draft a team is consistent players. Because if you can get consistent players, you'll get consistent points every single week. So I'm pretty alarmed by Davante Adams and one other player, Justin Forsett.
Oh, yeah.
He did absolutely terrible. And
I'm glad we told people not to draft him first round.
Yeah.
Him and CJ Anderson were not worth it.
Yep.
As of right now, we're looking pretty good on that.
We're looking pretty good on our first round calls right now. And so
we both had Julio's our number
we
one.
We had
receiver.
Julio's our number one wideout.
Beast. We had Calvin a little bit farther down, round 8.
Yep.
And that looked fine. What about the Texans defense? Let's say you went out and you picked Texans defense.
Like this guy,
round.
Like me. Yeah. I mean, like.
Are you worried about them right
I'm
now?
I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about their pass defense. I mean, they're still going to get sacks and pressure, which could turn into turnovers, which could turn into touchdowns. The only thing I'm worried about is they need to fix their pass defense. It was terrible this week. They let Alex Smith look like a superstar, and so I'm pretty upset about that. But I'm not worried about them. They'll bounce back, and they have some pretty easy matchups coming up.
Are you worried about Greg Olsen?
No, he's going to bounce back. He's going to be targeted heavily by Cam Newton. He's going to bounce back. I'm not worried.
1 catch for 11 yards.
I'm not worried.
Nah, I'm not worried either. Okay. So definitely Owen Daniels. Oh, you know what? We're wrong. Owen Daniels didn't do anything.
Well, I mean, I wasn't wrong. You were wrong.
Yeah, I look pretty bad on that one right now. Not giving up on Owen Daniels. I'm not going to start him next week. If I have a better option, I'll go that for sure. But Owen Daniels didn't look good, and because Peyton Manning didn't look good, simply enough. Okay, moving on to the next one. Are you worried about Miami's Ryan Tannehill and Lamar Miller?
No, not at all. I mean, their offense I was very high on Miami's offense this week, and they let me down.
A really good game against Washington this week.
Yeah, they let me down, but they still weren't bad. They didn't, you know, have any turnovers. They had one turnover.
Lamar Miller had 53 yards rushing.
Yeah, but
Washington's actually a lot better than running than people think.
Yeah, I'm not worried about
Arakpo
Miami. They were still efficient, and they were still able to move the ball. And Teddy Bridgewater is just looking absolutely terrible in this game.
Interception.
And he just threw an interception, and he's just looking really bad.
Ooh. Okay.
But, yeah, I'm not worried about Tannehill. He's going to do good. He didn't throw any picks, and his touchdowns are going to go up.
Is there any studs out there that people should be benching next week? We're going to get to our start and sit episode Wednesday. But is there any studs out there that someone needs to bench right now? You're not benching McCoy. You're not benching Odell Beckham. Are you benching? You're not benching Cooks, are you?
I'm benching CJ Anderson.
You're benching CJ Anderson? If you have a better choice?
Yeah, if you have a better choice, because he goes against the Chiefs defense. What about this?
Let's say you have Tevin Coleman on your team. Are you going to start Tevin Coleman over CJ Anderson?
I would.
Ooh, you're totally booting him.
I'm not totally booting him, but I like Coleman over Anderson.
They have
right
to rely
now.
On the run, though. I mean, because Peyton Manning's arm is that is as bad as people think it is.
Look, Anderson got hurt in this past game. They said he should be fine, but he's playing Thursday night. It's a short week.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to be able to heal his toe. I mean, it could linger. And Hillman outplayed him. So
right.
I'm not starting Anderson this week if I have a better option.
That's true. I didn't think it was a Thursday night game. We're going to get into our start and sit episode Wednesday, so keep your eyes open for that one. But actually, that's all the time we have for today. We want to thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. I hope you guys won your leagues, or at least won majority of your leagues that you were in. Won some money on DraftKings with our advice.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Eddie Royal. But hopefully you listened to us about Tyler Eifert and Abdullah and Landry
and
Jordan Matthews.
Yeah. And also remember, if you have any questions, email us at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. So that's email us at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. And then also, you can follow us on Instagram at fantasyfootballcoaches.
Mm-hmm.
And you can send us a tweet at _fantasycoaches.
Yep. Ask us your questions. We have a chance to get to the mailbag today, but we will on the start and sit episode.
Yes.
And we'll help you guys with your lineups for week two.
Follow us on iTunes. Follow and subscribe us. You can listen to all our podcasts on iTunes and just search the Fantasy Football Coaches and we pop up. Yeah.
Fantasy football coaches, and we'll be the one with the there's a football there and a bowl of popcorn. Not the fantasy football coach. That's just one guy.
Yeah.
We have a group of coaches. You know, we're not one coach. We have offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams. We have all that stuff doing game film every single week for you guys to help your lineups.
So look at the fantasy football coaches. But yeah, once again, just thank you for listening. This is Coach T.
This is Coach Skiles.
Hope you had a good week one. You'll have a better week two.
All right.